Good morning, everybody. Oh, we've got to do better than that. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, yeah. When I was involved in HBC, it was much quieter than that. Just two things to say. It's fantastic to be here among so many friends, and also to be back with Holiday Bible Club, which is a very special place in my heart. I mean, I think I ought to say, though, I'm not sure I could be involved if I was here. There's no way I'm wearing one of those red shirts. I'm sorry. There's no way I would wear a red shirt. But that's just a personal thing. As I say, it's marvellous to be with you. We don't live in Liverpool anymore. It's work that's taken us away. We live in Yorkshire. Yeah, Yorkshire, in that direction. I'm going to tell you a story this morning about a family in Yorkshire. Now, Yorkshire's famous for many things. One of the things it's famous for is its bread. Okay? Hello?
I've been to York.
Very good. So I was there yesterday in York. Yes? Yorkshire has got bread. Okay? Now, the famous bread that Yorkshire produces is called Hovis. Priyana, have you heard of Hovis? Right. Now, mums and dads, maybe not the boys and girls, but the mums and dads will know the very, very famous Hovis advert, which starts the story of Hovis. And my story for you is about a family who live in Yorkshire. Now, Yorkshire's not like Liverpool. Liverpool's lots of houses and little parks and whatever. But Yorkshire's big fields and villages. And now and again, you get the odd town or bigger city. Okay? And in these little towns, in one of these little villages, was a family. And they lived in a bakery. Or as they say in Yorkshire, in a bakery. Right? And I'm going to start my story of Geraldine, Billy, and Fred, who lived in the bakery in Yorkshire, with the Hovis tune. And in order to do this, I am going to play my trumpet. So I'll fetch it. It's in a box. You can't see it. Can you see the box? I forgot to tell you. Only very clever, intelligent people can see this box. Can you see the box? Put your hand up if you can. Thank you. Puts the box down on the floor, opens the box, takes out trumpet. Can you see the trumpets? I forgot to tell you. Only very beautiful young women, or handsome young men, can see this trumpet. Put your hand up if you can see it. Thank you. Right. I'm going to play the Hovis tune, right? I am. I hope I am, anyway. You're right. Right. Definitely. So, there we are in the countryside with the Hovis tune in our heads, in the bakery. Now, it's the middle of nowhere, guys. Honestly, these villages, surrounded by massive fields and woods and whatever else. Have you ever seen the fields around where I live? It doesn't take you 10 minutes to cross one. It might take you half an hour. There's combine harvesters out this time of year. They're massive. And they spend all day in there harvesting the crops. The wheat to make the Hovis. In the bakery. So Geraldine and Billy and Fred, they don't see many people, but they used to love the visits of Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe used to come and visit in the village, in the middle of nowhere. And when he walked in, they loved it. And they loved it because Uncle Joe used to say, I'm going to take you out into the countryside and I'm going to show you things that no one would ever see. And he would take them out. He would take them out and he would show them, have you ever seen foxes? He would take them out where the den of the foxes was. In the middle of the night, with torches, and out would come the cubs, and out would come the fox. The red fox with a big bushy tail. Wow! He'd take them out to the forest and he'd say, I know a place where there's falcons. They're like small eagles. And he would take them and he would show them the nest with all the eggs in and the chicks and the falcons swooping down and so forth. And they loved it. He would take them out and he would show them the deer in the forest. The deer would come out, red deer with spots on, and some of them with big horns, and they would charge across the fields. Wow, never seen anything like that. And one day, Uncle Joe came, and Uncle Joe said, I'm going to take you out one night, and I'm going to show you the badgers. The badgers, Uncle Joe? Said Fred. Aye, lad. The badger. The badger, Uncle Joe, said Geraldine. Aye, lad. Badger. And then I said, what's a badger? A badger, said Uncle Joe, is a massive creature with big paws at the front and a big snout. And he can't see very well. So he comes out at night and he digs. And he sniffs around. He's got a big white stripe down his black back. And they're huge. And I know a place where you can't see one, or two, or three, or four, you can see 10. And they only come out at night, and I'm going to take you. We'll take torches. We'll take wellies. We'll take coats. We'll take woolly hats. We'll take gloves. We'll go out, and we'll wait, and they'll come. And you'll see them in the moonlight. You'll see them come out. Oh, fantastic. But when I come, said Uncle Joe, you need to be ready. So, when he left that night, Geraldine and Billy and myself all started to get ready. Well, actually, Billy didn't get ready. I went and I found wellies, and so did Geraldine, and coats and hats and everything we could find that we needed. And what did he say we need to bring with us so we can see it in the night? A torch. So we went down, we got torches, we got batteries, we got bulbs, we were all ready. And the next night, Uncle Joe came and Uncle Joe said, when we asked him, is it tonight, Uncle Joe? Uncle Joe said, no, it's not tonight. So, the next night, we were all ready. But Fred wasn't ready. What was Fred doing? Fred was watching telly. Fred was on the PS2, on the Xbox. Fred wasn't bothered. Oh, it'll be all right, it'll be all right when he comes home. I'll get everything ready, I'll go to the well, he's got the hat, I know where it all is, it'll be fine. And the next night he came, and we said to him, is it tonight, Uncle Joe? And he said, what did he say?
No.
No, it's not tonight. Correct. Very good. You've heard this story before. So, the next night he came, is it tonight, Uncle Joe? We asked. No. And the next night, is it tonight? And he said,
no.
Got the no's, got the yes's. Who says no?
Yes.
Who says yes? It was a no. It's not tonight. And everyone was putting their feet up except us. We were ready. And the next night he came. And it was a full moon. Is it tonight, Uncle Joe? And the answer was?
Yeah.
No, it's not tonight. And the next night he came. Is it tonight?
No.
Yes. Got ya. It's tonight. Whoa, I was there. Hat, coat, wellies, torch, gloves. Geraldine was there. Hat, coat, everything ready. Fred, hat, coat, one wellie. No torch. Sorry, lad, said Uncle Joe. If you're not ready, you can't come if you haven't got the kit. You know, we're going across the fields, we're going through some paths, we're going across some ditches and bridges. You need to be ready, really. It's okay, said Fred. You go ahead. We've got to go now, said Joe, because if we don't go now, we'll miss the badger. And he'll be out with all the little ones and we'll miss him. We've got to go now. Okay. We'll go. you follow. I won't be long, I won't be long, I'll be ready. And so off they went. Well, Fred went bananas. He went underneath the stairs and he pulled out every known shoe, boot, whatever, until he found welly number two, which was marked welly number two. And he put it on. And now he had everything. He had the wellies, he had the coat, he had the hat. Where's my gloves? Where's my gloves? And who do you shout for when you can't find anything? Mum, where's my gloves? As if she should know everything. Have you tried the drawer in your room? No, it's not there. Have you tried the kitchen? No, it's not there. Have you tried? Eventually they found them. And then he got his torch. He found his torch and he switched it on. And it didn't work. What's the problem when a torch doesn't work? Batteries. Good boy. Batteries. Take all the batteries out. And Mum! Do you know where the batteries are? They're always in the kitchen, aren't they? You notice that? They're always in the kitchen. Found them in the drawer. Put them in. Switched it on. It didn't work. What's the problem now? The bulb. Yeah, I've got some technological people here. He went off. And he went to the same drawer. And there wasn't a bulb. What am I going to do for a bulb? Now, if you haven't got one in the house, what do you need to do? Yes, so where do you need to go? The shop. The shop is a mile away. How do you get to the shop? Quickly. He can't drive. He's only 12. Right? What did he need? Bicycle. Right. Bicycle. And where's the bike? It's in the shed. Go to the shed, open the shed, there's the bike, take the bike out, get on the bike. Away you go. Oh no, I've got a flat. Right, flat. What's the problem with the flat? We need a new inner tube. Right, inner tube. Where's the inner tube, Mum? They're in the shed with the bikes. Go in, find it, take the wheel off, takes the thing out, puts the new one on, puts it back on, screws it back in. Up it goes, jumps on the bike, it works! Away he goes. How far away is the shop?
A mile.
He gets there. He bursts in. Mrs. Evans. Williams, Smith, whomever it may be, could I please have, what have I come for? Thank you. A bulb. Gives him the bulb, puts it in, switches it on. Batteries. Bulb. Switches on, and it? Correct. I've got it all. Hat. Coat. Boots. Gloves. The lot. Jumps on the bike. All the way back. Off down the path. There they are. There's Geraldine. There's Billy. There's Uncle Joe. I'm ready. I'm here. Got it all. And Uncle Joe looked at him, Fred, and said, "Sorry, mate. You're too late. We're coming back. We've been. We've seen. It's happened. You just weren't ready, were you?" "Oh, yeah." You learn some Bible verses. I've got one for you. Isaiah 55, verse 6, says this. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked man forsake his way and return to our God. And he will abundantly pardon." You know, this week has been amazing, hasn't it? You've learned some fantastic stories, true stories, better than the one I made up, because they were true, about what God does in this world. He did it through Paul and many others, and he continues to do it through his people today. Spread a fantastic message. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That Philippian jailer, he believed that message. And some of those men in that shipwreck, they believed that message. The man in the middle, Felix, he didn't believe that message. He was waiting, like Fred was waiting, and he missed his chance. Fred missed his chance. And I have to say to you boys and girls, and mums and dads, and myself, and every other person present, the gospel, the mission impossible, the good news of Jesus Christ, isn't something that you say, "I'll put it off till tomorrow. I'll wait till it happens. I'll wait till I need to. Because the Bible tells us when we do that, when we put it off, we're less likely to enjoy it, to hold it, to have it for ourselves, to know Christ. So boys and girls, you've had a great week. You've learnt great things. You've learnt the gospel. And the story I told you about the hovis and the badges, the torches and all of that kind of thing is really just to get across to you. How did Fred feel when they were coming back and he'd missed it? It must have been awful, mustn't it? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Don't put it off. Because if you put it off, the day may come when it's too late. So there's an urgency in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope you've learned that lesson here in the week and from this short talk. And thank you for listening so well. Thank you.